This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Grant and Danny kicking off our 5 o'clock hour with you until 6:30 tonight on The Fan. We are sponsored exclusively by the law firm Condorian Murad. Estate planning, elder law, real estate transactions, probate administration, they do it all. Their attorneys are there to protect you and your family's assets. You can schedule a consultation with their team today at kmlawyers.com. Tell them we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com. So I've been gone for about a week. I can't help but notice that Ryan Clary is not here.
Yes, yeah, so is he.
Where is... Now, he's in Maine? Is that what we last heard?
That's what he told us.
Okay.
That's where he was going.
He's been texting a lot about canceled flights. When was he supposed to have come back, Clary? Was that a today flight or a tomorrow flight?
He was supposed to be back on a plane yesterday to be back here today in studio.
He was supposed to fly out last night.
Correct, yes.
Which is at multiple canceled flights, according to what he's told us.
Now, were you supposed to be here all along, or did you get the last-minute call off the bench?
The last-minute call. From the minor leagues.
Yeah, Wesley Financial's here to help us.
Wesley Financial.
Get out of our timeshare and fill in for Ryan Clary.
That's very funny.
Thank you.
But, Wes, when did you find out that you were coming in?
Last night.
Okay, from Clary or somebody else?
Matt. Drab.
Drabby. Hey, okay, yeah. Very good. So, corporate calls Drabby. Mm-hmm. Drabby gets on the horn with Wes. Wes makes it in. Now, what about tomorrow? Are you in tomorrow, or is Clary going to be back?
I'm going to come.
But where is... So, was Clary already not here tomorrow, Darris?
As far as we know, he was supposed to be back today and would have been back on his regular schedule. So...
Can I?
Here's my question.
Yeah, can I ask a question here?
Yes.
Let's go for it.
I have one question first. Did anyone ever see his itinerary? How sure are we that he was actually ever supposed to come back yesterday?
This is part of my question.
Like, you know how everyone's got that buddy that goes on vacation and then there's like, I'm sick when they get back, but really they just haven't flown back yet? How sure are we that Ryan's flight back wasn't always booked for Friday morning, and he was just going to... I mean, this goes into the weekend. You just bought yourself. It could now fly back on Sunday.
It's very possible.
You basically have to pretend that your flight got canceled twice. None of us are going to check it, because why would we? And he could have just... When did he leave?
He left on Saturday, I believe.
Yeah, so it's a one-week trip.
Yeah.
He pretended like it was 4 days, but it's an eight-day trip. Why not?
What are you doing for 8 days? And here's my...
Tinfoil hat?
Yeah.
You have a theory.
Well, I have a question. I don't have a theory yet. I have a question. What do you need to do for that long? Like, you know, you see what I'm saying? What do you think there's an event?
He had to meet see his girlfriend's family.
Yeah. Do you think any other families were there?
What are you trying to say?
Did he just elope?
Whoa.
Is he on his honeymoon right now?
Guy.
Possibly.
Clary's not married.
How do we know?
When he left, he wasn't.
Oh.
When he left, he wasn't. What is he now? Do you know? Have you seen anything?
Well, you would put it on social media. You would invite people to the ceremony.
Not if you're eloping.
Is Clary going to elope?
Has he already? Is my question.
I mean, have we confirmed that Mike and Heidi are not in Maine right now? Does anybody know? He ain't getting married without Mike and Heidi in attendance.
She hasn't liked a single thing I've put on Instagram in several days.
Really?
Yeah.
She could be very busy.
She could be extremely busy witnessing the matrimony.
Holy matrimony.
Mm.
Not just matrimony.
Holy.
Holy matrimony.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm gonna set this at a 0.00001% chance. But
sorry, I just heard non-zero chance. Sorry. I'm so sorry. Cut through the...
There have been enough secrets kept by Ryan along the way in this relationship.
And enough lies.
And so many lies.
Well, my favorite bit is in our text thread. He's pretending like your thing, Grant, of not worrying about travel is somehow his fault. Like, your fault now that everything's going yeah. bad in this trip.
It's so funny.
Supposedly.
I did not respond to that. He wants...
He's throwing chum in the water so
yeah,
bad.
He's desperate to get me to engage. Because I've told him in the past...
He's desperate to engage, too.
Travel works out.
Come on. Having fun. Is that knee soreness? Why are you going down? Oh, no.
Get him on the phone, Darius. Call Clary
if you can and reach him on the island.
Yeah. It's going to be really funny when he gives us a landline and it's some number in Turks and Caicos.
Yes.
You know?
Turks and Caicos Hilton.
It's like,
what room do you need?
Hey, this is the St. Lucia Royalton. What can I do for you? Yes, Ryan, Clary staying there? Yes, he's in our honeymoon suite. Just a moment, please. Cat's out of the bag, eh?
Happy to connect you.
No, I don't think so. What percentage are you suggesting?
I think there's a percentage. That's all I'm saying is there is a number.
You're saying non-zero.
It's a whole number.
It's zero. I mean, it's definitely not a thing.
Okay.
He went to Maine last year when they'd been dating for 3 days, and they went and spent time in
Yeah,
Maine.
I mean, he got a Champ Bailey lockdown bracelet after 3 days, too.
That was before the Maine trip.
Yeah. They're just walking along with each other for an hour.
Did he not answer?
So I just texted him. He said that he just boarded the plane. So he can't join us right now.
Oh, that's interesting. Hey, call him again. Tell him we need to talk to him before the plane takes off. Just let him know we have to talk to him.
A little fishy.
Now he's boarding
somehow.
The plane?
Oh, now I have a flight now.
So wait, so he is going to be back then tomorrow. So Wesley, you're not going to be in tomorrow.
No, he's got to still train me for these videos.
Okay, so he's going to help you. But he's back here as well.
Yeah, he'll be here.
All right, okay. So then I now think...
So he does have an engagement.
Nothing fishy is happening.
So here's, okay, small percentage, the wedding has already happened. That's the tiniest percentage.
No.
That's the tiniest percentage. Okay. It's minuscule. It's on the board.
Well, you're claiming honeymoon. That means a wedding happened.
That's what I'm saying. That's the tiny percentage. The proposal is, again, it's still a small percentage.
A movie starring Sandra Bullock.
But it's bigger.
It's just not cool to throw that out into the ether so willy-nilly.
I don't think it's willy or nilly.
It's just, we're not there yet.
You and I aren't.
But I think it's tough what you're doing for our guy.
I think this whole plane thing is tough.
I mean, theoretically, now that we know he's flying tonight, he had one flight canceled. Two flights.
Two.
That's not the craziest thing in the world. Remember the lady, Ethel?
Sure. I remember
told
Ethel.
You, about her?
You bumped her right off the plane?
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. What did Clary say, by the way?
I said, so are you in the air or about to go in the air? He said, about to go in the air,
yeah.
I think. I'm on the plane. I can report that. Can't join you right now.
Oh, he needs to join us. What is... I'm going to call him on his cell phone. Hold on.
Ask for his location.
We need a location pin. Now, do we even believe that he's actually on a plane?
Well, I think he's in Maine. Like, that's the only thing I kind of believe is that he's there.
Is it ringing?
Yeah, this is tough. Oh. It's ringing on air. Can you even hear it?
Yeah. Hey, what's up?
Hey, you're on the radio right now, so don't say anything. Like, live on 106.7 The Fan.
Okay.
Are you on the plane right now?
I am on the plane right now.
Danny thinks that you got married and didn't tell us.
I'm sure.
Well, I think there's a non-zero chance. I think you got engaged.
Yeah, no, we were in Maine.
Doing?
Maine activities.
Including?
Normal Maine activities.
Yes.
That's what I said.
Mm.
What happened yesterday? So, and by the way, so you are going to be here tomorrow?
Yes, I am on a plane right now.
Silly. You haven't taken off yet? What seat are you?
I am 26A. It is a full flight.
I mean, that sounds believable, 26A.
That does sound believable.
I'll say 26A. send you a picture.
I think you rehearsed that answer. I think he has a stock picture.
All right. I'm on your side, just so you know.
Fair.
Send your location.
All right. Thank you. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Ryan Clary.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. I will say, it seemed fishy. What was happening seemed a little fishy.
If he didn't get on the plane today, and then we didn't see him until Monday, I'm not saying I ever would have thought honeymoon, wedding, engagement, any of that stuff, but I would have absolutely thought he booked for flying back in the weekend, said he was going to fly back, because you can't do that for 3 days. You could definitely do it for a day, because that's super easy. Like, if you say, I'm coming back Friday, well, now one flight gets canceled, and I'm home.
It's not like it's not Atlanta. It's not a flight every 15 minutes.
Yeah, you're at some weird main airport, right? So it's the last 2 days, essentially. You could pull that off, I think. And that's what I would have assumed if he didn't come back. But he's going to be here tomorrow. I'm not even going to be here tomorrow. Of the two of us, he will be here more than I will be tomorrow.
That's fair. I mean, if this plane does take off, and I'm putting plane in quotation marks.
That's an important clarification. What if we now find out, like, oh, the pilot had too many hours, so they had to pull him off the plane?
There's a weather system, and we had to deplane.
By the way, I love Danny thinks you got married, I'm sure.
he just sent us his boarding information.
Oh, we have a boarding pass?
Yeah, we got a boarding pass.
Yeah, but it doesn't even say that he's checked in yet.
Yeah, is he supposed to be Ethel?
Ooh, that's interesting.
Oh, I hope he's not Ethel.
Hmm.
Boarding pass. All right, I'm ready to rule on this. Clary had a normal main vacation.
All right, normal main vacation.
With his girlfriend. Hasn't lied to us at all this time. He has been known occasionally to fib, stretch the truth. But I think this time, he is on the plane and he is prepared to fly.
All right, I'll agree to it. I think that's what happened. I do think they discussed baby names, but it's just a regular trip.
You could ask him that tomorrow.
I will.
But, I mean, I don't know what the extreme version of throwing someone under the bus is.
Tying them down as the bus backs up?
I mean, it is that. But that said, as a curious friend, I want to know all this stuff too.
I know.
I just don't have the stones to ask it or to say it out loud. So tomorrow, really grill him and find out for me.
I'll do it. I'll put my Grant super curious hat on.
Right.
So like I'll get in the frame of mind. Like someone gets a haircut. Instead of just noticing they got the haircut, ask them what their thought process was. Why'd you get it? What'd you say to the barber? What was the follow-up? What was your thought? What haircut did you model it after? Have you gotten previous haircuts like this and you liked it better or worse than this? Like, I'll just want to know everything.
Pepper him.
I'll pepper him.
Barry Pepper, star.
61.
61. And Saving Private Ryan. Saving Private Ryan Clary.
Oh, thank you.
Saving Ryan from whatever's going on.
Whatever's happening.
Yeah.
Saving him from bad weather, flight delays.
Possibly.
Allegedly.
Let's get back into Von Miller next on Grant and Danny. The Commanders have a star defensive end. How much does he have left? We talked about that earlier. And when was the last time they brought in a celebrity to the extent of a Von Miller to their operation? You're listening to G&D.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Grant and Danny, welcoming you back on The Fan, a Dara Stammer and Toby Altizer production today. Wes helping us out on the video. Check us out, 106.7 The Fan. YouTube page, Terry McLaurin wants a new contract. We'll get into that coming up in about 15 minutes. But before we do, Von Miller has been signed by the Commanders. He's going to come off the edge as their pass rushing specialist. So last night, I thought about other notable famous player additions for Washington through the years. I asked for anybody I left off the list, and I think people maybe didn't quite get what I'm looking for. In other words, this is not just a nice addition of a big name, right? These are superstars to the sport who were on their way to Hall of Fame type careers, who had been among the best players in the league for an extended period of time. So the list I came up with, because I think Von Miller belongs here, right? This is a guy in Von Miller who is going to wear a gold jacket. I think that's a lock, don't you?
Yeah.
He is an 8-time Pro Bowler who was a 3-time first-team All-Pros, won multiple championships, was one of the rare defensive players ever and one of the rarer pass rushers ever to win Super Bowl MVP, was on the All-2010s Hall of Fame team, who was an AP Defensive Rookie of the Year and has been the runner-up multiple times, I believe, for the Defensive Player of the Year. Like, the guy is going to the Hall of Fame. So when you think about it through that lens, who else would you put in that conversation as the most famous players Washington's brought in? So most recently, I went Bobby Wagner in 2024. Now, I will tell you, Danny, I think Von Miller is more famous and a bigger celebrity than Bobby Wagner.
I think so, too. I mean, Wagner, a little bit less sexy of a position. You know, the grinding, tackling middle linebacker. Great player, Hall of Famer in his own right. I'm not knocking him. Just different than the guy that you can see come around the edge, hit the quarterback, and celebrate. Right? There's just more visibility there.
I think that Bobby Wagner, when he signed to come here, was a way more exciting addition because he had played at a higher level more recently. Like, going and getting Von Miller is awesome because he's Von Miller and he's had a great career, but he had 6 sacks last year and 0 the year before. Whereas the year before he came here, Bobby Wagner led the NFL in tackles and was a second-team All-Pro and a Pro Bowler. Very, very different. He has slowed down some, but he really is still playing at a ultra high level. And so I'm not comparing Von Miller and Bobby Wagner and saying Miller's a bigger deal as an addition, as a situationally used guy that might get you 5 or 6 sacks, whereas Wagner last year went out and made 130 tackles and was a second team All-Pro again and was 17th in DPOY voting. What I'm saying is, you walk around a mall and you just say someone's name, and people will tell you what sport they play. More people will get Von Miller football player than Bobby Wagner football player. In fact, I did this today. Bumped into a couple of random dudes in the Navy Yard and was talking with, and I just asked them, I'm like, What teams have Von Miller played for? What about Bobby Wagner? And they knew more about Von Miller. I just think he passes that like famous person check. Now, here's an interesting question before we move along. Who's more of a Hall of Fame lock? Like, again, Miller more famous. I think Bobby Wagner's had a better career. He's made 10 Pro Bowls, two more than Von Miller. He's been a six-time first-team All-Pro, twice as many as Von Miller. Only won one Super Bowl, and he doesn't have a Super Bowl MVP, but he's also on the All-2010s Hall of Fame team. I would make the case Bobby Wagner, crazy enough, has had a better career as a linebacker than Miller has as a pass rusher. It's just a less glamorous position. Like, leading the NFL in tackles three times, like Bobby Wagner has, is not as notable or interesting or sexy as leading the NFL in sacks, which, by the way, Von Miller, even in the year we had 18 and a half, has never done before.
I think I tend to agree with that. Again, it's so hard to compare positions, right, where you're going, what's more valuable, the second baseman who hits 320, plays Gold Glove defense, or the outfielder that hits 210 but with 45 homers? Eye of the beholder, right? It depends on what the team needs, what you're looking at. I mean, yeah, I would probably instinctively say Wagner's had more Pro Bowl caliber, Hall of Fame caliber seasons than has Von Miller, with the understanding they're both Hall of Famers.
Yeah.
Right? Like, Miller hasn't had that in a while.
Has Miller's best been better than Wagner's best? Would you say that?
Yeah.
Like an 18 and a half sack season is, you know, it's hard to compare that to like 190 tackle season or whatever. But at the peak of their powers, who was a bigger deal? I think it was Miller just because of the position he played.
Yeah, because it's more, I mean, you could look at the way the guys are paid over the course of their lives, right, and careers, the way what the NFL values. But, you know, the best season that Wagner had, let's see, well, he's the peak of his powers, he's your all-pro linebacker, which he's done, or your all-pro defensive end in Von Miller, I think it's arguable. But the value of the position gives the edge to Miller.
All right, so that's Miller versus Wagner. Again, celebrity famous players that have been additions by Washington over the years. Before that, the last 2 years, so 25 Miller, 2024 Wagner. Before that, you got to go back to DeSean Jackson in 2014. And he's not on the Hall of Famer level, but that was such a big deal when they went and got him. It had been a lot of years since they brought in an electrifying weapon, kind of a player of that ilk at a skill position. He led the league in receiving yards per reception four times. 22 and a half in 2010, then in 2014 with Washington, 2016 with Washington, and then again in 2018 with Tampa Bay. Four different times. He had a skill set that barely anybody else had. Now, when he came in here, he was only a two-time Pro Bowler, and he had only finished second-team All-Pro one time as a wide receiver. But it was just that very rare skill set that was pretty amazing. So it depends where we want the threshold to be. Again, if we're talking about going and getting celebrities, he certainly qualifies. If we're saying future Hall of Famers, he doesn't, whereas Miller and Wagner are that.
Yeah, that's a guy that every football fan knows, right? Now, football fans know Wagner too, but DeSean Jackson, everyone had an opinion. Everyone remembers those seminal moments, whether it's returning a touchdown, a punt return for a touchdown against the Giants on national television, leading Tom Coughlin to scream at the punter, or Monday Night Football against Washington, or any of the other highlights where you just go, oh, that's the guy that will never go into the end zone normally, or that's the guy that dropped the ball before he got to the end zone that time. That's him. Everyone knew DeSean Jackson. So that counts as celebrity for sure.
Next one I've got is an easy one. This is a layup. This is 2018 Adrian Peterson. Peterson, by that time, had already forged a Hall of Fame career. He'll wear a gold jacket, and he adds Washington to the ledger of the teams that he's participated with, a career that has spanned 2007 to 2021. He came in 2018 when he was already one of the all-time leaders in rushing categories. Led the league in rushing three times, had a 2,000-yard season, also was incredibly famous based on coming back from the ACL injury as fast as he did. Interestingly for him, he's one of these guys where it's not about longevity at all. It's about basically greatness. So, like, the first 9 years of his career, he had two seasons where he got hurt and didn't run for 1,000 yards. One was close enough. In 12 games, he ran for 970. Would have been like a 1,700-yard year or something based on his pace. There was another year where he only played the one game where he shredded his knee in 2014. That was before he came back and ran like 1,500 or whatever that was. But Adrian Peterson's seasons to start his career, 1,300, 1,700, 1,300, 1,300, 970 when he missed four games, 2,097 yards, led the NFL, then 1,300, then one game 75 yards, and then 1,485 yards in Minnesota, then a three-game season where he was hurt again in 2016, before 2017 where he played for three teams, and then he was in Washington in 2018.
The thing we don't talk about enough in sports, everyone should stop and go, Adrian Peterson tore his ACL in a late December game against Washington. Not week one. In late December. And then less than 9 months later, came back and ran for 2,100 yards.
Yeah, so that was the year. So the 970, 2011 is the year when he missed the last four games. That's when he tore his ACL.
Yeah. So he was hurt throughout the year, came back, and not throughout the year, had missed some time towards the end of that season, came back, then tore the ACL in a, I think it was either Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, 26, somewhere around there, late December game against Washington. That's when he tore his ACL. Not in September, not in week one, which is months of difference. And less than 9 months later, ran for 2,097 yards. Mm. Like, that's the dumbest thing ever that he did that. That's insane. And it ruined our eye line for the way we think about injuries and people coming back and stuff, where it's like, yeah, no, he tore his ACL. He'll be back in 6-7 months, 100%, probably better than he was before. Insane.
The one game in 14 was the child abuse.
Yeah, that was the legal stuff.
Scandal, where he was deactivated by the Vikings in week two. Then they activated him. And then the NFL put him on what they called their exempt commissioner's permission list. A similar transaction to the restricted list. And that's why he missed the 16 games that year after he ran for 75 in week one. So he missed basically the entire season. And that was a couple years before he came to D.C. But I'm going to put Peterson on the same level with Von Miller, Bobby Wagner, well ahead of DeSean Jackson in terms of famous Hall of Fame types that Washington brought in here.
For sure.
And I would say because of the position he plays, it would go Peterson 1, Miller 2.
Yep.
Bobby Wagner 3.
Agreed.
In that order.
Agreed. Yep, 100%.
All right, so far we've got one.
Because everybody either wanted Adrian Peterson in fantasy drafts or got him. You know what I mean? Like, everybody had that guy.
One guy ahead of him so far as far as Miller's addition and his fame. So the next one, you got to go back seven more years to 2011 for a celebrity addition of this kind of caliber. And I'm going with Donovan McNabb. Now, McNabb is not of the caliber of these players. He is not a Hall of Famer, although I think he's not as far away maybe as we might think. I mean, he's close enough, but he was good. He was not great. You wouldn't have known it watching him play Washington. He made five Pro Bowls in a row in his first six seasons, and then he had one other Pro Bowl in the second half of his career over the final 7 years that he played. Had he have continued to play at that early level, he probably would have been a Hall of Famer. But really, from the moment, I'd say, 2005 or so, when he missed a bunch of time with an injury, he just wasn't at the same level necessarily. Now, you look at there's a lot of 18, 19, 22 touchdown seasons. And I know it's a little bit different in the early 2000s than it is right now. But he was not a dominant player, wasn't a great player. Having said that, it's a quarterback. And he was a several-time Pro Bowler.
Four straight conference championship games.
Yes.
And the fifth one, they went to the Super Bowl. I mean, unbelievable run.
So he's famous. He's a celebrity. Would you put him on this list?
Yes. He goes higher than a couple of the other guys because he's a quarterback. And this town hasn't been starved for middle linebacker. We were so over the moon, one way or the other, excited, pissed, happy. Yeah.
I remember getting called in to do radio.
100%.
I was on the beat at that time, but it might have been me and Pete Medhurst on Easter Sunday one year when the trade broke, and we got called in and did some radio deep into the evening.
It was the biggest deal. So he might be atop that list because he was a quarterback.
So are you putting him top of the list is Peterson? He's got to stay there.
I think I might put McNabb one because, again, it was because the import of the position and
so then
how
the list is about to change, though.
Yep. Because my number one all time, you haven't gotten to.
Number one, we're talking about famous.
Mm-hmm.
If you're putting him first, celebrity.
Yep.
Which we could do that, and probably should. That's what I'm listing here. But I think part of it is the Hall of Fame credentials. So maybe we'll have two lists. He's number one on the famous list. That's reasonable. Where is he on the quality of player list?
Lower.
He's behind Peterson.
Yes.
He's behind Miller.
Yes.
He's behind Wagner.
Keep going.
Probably behind Jackson?
Yeah.
Okay, so he's the bottom. All right, then let's go to the next one. 2008 Jason Taylor. People forget how big of a deal this was.
Yes, it was.
This was a trade, if memory serves, in the summer during camp or around then. But Jason Taylor, who had played with the Miami Dolphins and had been a career elite pass rusher, was also just a media darling, was everywhere, very, very well-known player during his time because he was just the consummate professional and outspoken and gave great quotes and well-spoken. He was awesome. Six Pro Bowls, three All-Pros. I mean, these are the exact same credentials basically as, you know, we just went through with Von Miller. He was all 2000s team. He was an AP Defensive Player of the Year, Walter Payton Man of the Year. He's already got a gold jacket in the Hall of Fame. He came to Washington in 2008 after what was the first 13 years of his career with the Dolphins. And here's what people forget. 2 years before he came here in 06, he was the Defensive Player of the Year
yep.
in the NFL with 13 and a half sacks, nine sack fumbles. 2 seasons before he came here.
Yeah, 11th all-time in sacks. Very few of them here.
Yeah, it didn't go
very well. Few.
He ended up with 3.5 in 8 starts and 13 games. And it was just a bad marriage.
Yeah, this weird injury. Happy. And I don't mean to dismiss it, but he had a weird injury that like kept getting worse and wasn't getting better. And it was nagging. And then like I remember it was like a compartment syndrome or something in his calf. And it swelled up like a balloon. And the whole marriage was bad, as you said.
As a celebrity fame ranking, I think you could put him up, maybe at second on this list, honestly.
He was high up there.
I think you'd put him ahead of Von Miller.
I do, too.
I think it goes Peterson 1, Jason Taylor 2, Von Miller 3. So we got two celebrity additions. Now you have Donovan ahead of him.
Yep.
But, you know, your list is going to be a little different because I'm kind of accounting for quality player and Hall of Fame caliber. And then in 2002, guys, the same year, that were on this list and maybe at the top of it. Bruce Smith, who came in here to break the all-time sacks record.
Yep.
And Deion Sanders from the Dallas Cowboys, who's one of the most iconic football talents in history. From his days at Florida State, in Atlanta, then in Dallas, and then here in Washington as basically a hired gun you brought over from the rivals who was going to be this super helpful punt returner who also played defense, and they promised he would play some offense when they brought him in 2000. For a team, by the way, coming off of being the number two offense in the league, winning a playoff game, being on the verge of the NFC Championship game, they'd spent $100 million, including you know the move to go get Bruce Smith and the massive seven-year deal for Deion Sanders.
You're going, okay, the one of the best offenses in the sport, if not the best, you just added Deion Sanders and Bruce Smith to the defense? You couldn't measure my hopefulness. You couldn't measure my jubilation in that moment. And then also Mark Carrier in there, too. But, like, the level of excitement of this fan base...
Jeff George.
...entering the year 2000, you can't measure.
Deion, Bruce Smith, Jason Taylor, Adrian Peterson, Bobby Wagner, Von Miller. I've got 7 Hall of Fame players brought in at the tail end of their career when they already were going for a gold jacket fitting in the 2000s. Are we missing anybody else on the notable celebrity famous player edition front for Washington? We'll open up the phones on this at 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. This doesn't just mean they paid a guy a lot of money. This isn't just like, oh, remember when they paid Adam Archuleta? That's not what I'm talking
about. It isn't just an old guy.
This has to be someone that came in here that was famous in the NFL. By the way, the only one of these that actually went well where you got more than you would have expected, I guess DeSean Jackson as well. I would say Adrian Peterson and DeSean Jackson. Now, Bobby Wagner was a huge hit last year, yep. but it's just too early. So I'm leaving him as an incomplete. But Jackson was a win. Peterson was a win. McNabb was certainly not. Taylor was a loss. Bruce Smith, he did a good first year.
He actually was okay. People, I mean, we expected like 20 sacks, but he was fine.
He broke the record here.
Yeah.
So, okay.
He played fine.
3. And then Deion Sanders, was that a win or a loss?
You might consider that a loss.
Remember the time that he was dancing around before the punt and then the ball hit him in the face mask while he was celebrating?
He used to call it wafting. So he was mid-wafting and then the ball hit him in the face.
It's so embarrassing. Mm. His best play here, the only one I actually remember, was a 50, in my mind, I think it was a 57-yard punt return.
Like was it his first punt return? He almost took to the house?
Yeah, against the Bucks.
Yeah.
In a game that set up a win for Washington. But yeah, they've done this. It used to be a thing back in the day pretty constantly. And now the last 2 years, Bobby Wagner comes in at the end of his career. And now Von Miller's your hired pass rushing gun in 2025. What other notable celebrity famous additions for Washington should we reminisce about? Grant and Danny on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
All right, Darius, I'm going to quiz you here because you are a play-by-play mark. Fancy yourself a fan of the play-by-play like myself. Who was that on the call?
That was Tom McCarthy.
That was Tom
That's
McCarthy.
That's my guy. Love me some Tom McCarthy.
Voice of the Philadelphia Phillies.
Unfortunately.
And a lot of Fox these days as well. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on the Fan. Looking at some notable celebrity famous player additions by the Commanders over the years. Von Miller last night has us thinking about this. He's going to the Hall of Fame, just like Bobby Wagner. Those two guys will share a defensive locker room, which is pretty cool. DeSean Jackson, Adrian Peterson, Donovan McNabb, Jason Taylor, Bruce Smith, Deion Sanders come to mind. in the 2000s. We'll take your calls on this at 800-636-1067. I'm going to just read a couple just to give you an idea of the threshold here. So like our buddy Chase Hughes from Monumental Sports said, Sean Alexander. Sean Alexander was definitely a celebrity. No doubt about it. He had played at an MVP level before coming to Washington. In fact, he won the MVP award in 2005. He was a first-team All-Pro in the OPOY that year. He was a three-time Pro Bowler, kind of in short order before coming to Washington. So, yeah, no doubt about it. I don't think he's on the level we're talking about, but maybe I misremember because he had a four-year run. Check that five-year run. Going 1,300, 1,200, 1,400, 1,600, 1,800.
Do you like rushing touchdowns? Then Sean Alexander was your dude. I mean,
he still lives locally. He's like very unassuming. You would never know it. You never hear him in the media. You never see him doing anything. But I'm pretty sure he still lives in Loudoun County.
Is that right?
Yeah, I've like bumped into him at random places a couple times.
What an unbelievable run he had for a while.
How about when he had 27 touchdowns in the 2005 season in a 1,900-yard year?
Congratulations on your fantasy championship. If you had him. If you didn't, you just looked at the guy that did with annoying eyes.
That was one of the best running back seasons ever. You know what? I'm going to add him to the list. I was talking us out of putting him.
Talk yourself in.
Right?
Yeah.
That counts. He was an MVP of the league, dude. Three-time Pro Bowler. That's light, but a former All-Pro MVP. How many MVPs have they brought in? 9 seasons in the league. His final was with Washington. By the way, he fell off a cliff.
Oh, sure did. Fast. Yeah.
Like, when I say he did nothing here, and I'm not saying this in a negative, mean way. I'm just saying, factually, like, he played in 4 games and he ran the ball 11 times. The year before, he ran 200 times for 700 yards. I don't know exactly what happened. It had to be health-related. He's only 47
well,
today.
He had a foot issue at some point, and that started to slow him down in Seattle, and then that was it.
31 years old in that year in Washington.
370 carries, by the way, in 2005. Different time, man.
A bunch of people are saying Zach Ertz. Ertz could go to the Hall of Fame for sure. Certainly a celebrity. I don't know that he's on the same level as some of the guys we're talking about. Lots of people are saying Josh Norman. Norman, really good football player. Definitely a celebrity. But I don't know that he makes the list. He's like a C-lister or something.
There was certainly a buzz and an energy about it because it was so high profile and he was, you know, always not quite to the Richard Sherman level of antagonism, but like was on it part of that school. So maybe there's something to it, but yeah, not to the level of these other guys.
All right, let's go rapid fire through the phones here at 800-636-1067. Want to get to as many of these as we can. So give us the celebrity player Washington brought in and then make the case for why they should be on our list of A-listers, if you will. This could be both free agency or via trade. Doesn't really matter how they got here. They have to have had a Hall of Fame caliber career. Let's go to Tony in Greenbelt. What's up, Tony?
Well, guess what? The only one rapid fire, I mean, he's a Super Bowl MVP, and his name is Mr. Douglas Williams. We forgot about him.
I wonder if that's hard to quantify. Because I don't know that he was that big of a celebrity. Maybe I'm wrong. Someone could tell me differently. But he was kind of languishing in Tampa. Was a part-time starter, had been started and benched, and was it that same level of, oh my God, they got Doug Williams? I think that was more of like a Joe Gibbs insisted.
So he came in here 5 years before I was born, basically, or was playing in Tampa Bay at that time. Hadn't played 83 through 85.
Yeah, somebody a bit older than me could probably tell me that I'm wrong about that.
Now he's one of the most important figures in league history.
Yeah, because I think you got it out of order. He became the super celebrity, the guy that's, you know, such an outsized import, right?
He was a first-round pick.
Yeah.
And I know just from watching some of the documentaries, he was a huge deal with the Bucs. I think still culturally, I know there were plenty of African-American quarterbacks. His fame comes from mostly being the first ever to win a Super Bowl.
Right.
But I think the fact that he just was playing as a first-round pick in the league at that time was still notable and mattered. But, yeah, whenever I've looked at his numbers from Tampa Bay, it's not pretty. Coming in here with Joe Gibbs was certainly a game changer. Let's go to Ryan in Clifton. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, guys. So this is not Hall of Fame worthy, certainly, but in terms of Q rating and pop when it hit, this is one of those Charlie Slows, remember where you are so you remember where you were moments. Driving south on 14th Street by Department of Commerce, along over the radio came the announcement that we had signed Albert Haynesworth.
Those were the good old days.
Yeah.
By the way, that was about 4 months before we flipped to a sports station in 2009 that spring.
That's right.
So we in March in, of free agency, but July would have been when 106.7 The Fan became a sports station.
One of the first stories I remember doing as a part-timer helping out, it was he decided to skip not just OTAs, but mini camps, and then he skipped like whatever the mandatory camp was, and people were going nuts.
He was an all-pro, first-teamer, so yeah. The best at his position the 2 years before he came to Washington, and he was coming off of being a top-five vote-getter in defensive player of the year voting two straight years. Back-to-back Pro Bowls. I mean, he was
incredible right there. Yeah.
Becoming the best defensive tackle in the league. So certainly a celebrity. Again, I'm looking for gold jacket types. Let's go to Tim in Haymarket. What's up, Tim?
What's up, guys? Not a player, but the biggest celebrity in D.C. for football, Joe Gibbs, when he came back for the second time.
There it is. That's the only one that hadn't been mentioned where I go, this guy might contend for the top of the list. Now, national Q rating, not the same. But here, I've never been glued to anything. And just like everybody else, when the rumors started percolating, when the idea that it might actually happen began, everybody's sitting there with rapt attention. Just somebody announced this. Somebody tell me it's happening. People were losing their minds.
Every TV station breaking into the coverage.
Yep.
Stayed home from school.
Mm-hmm.
And that was Santa Claus.
Yeah.
I'd heard about this Joe Gibbs character my entire childhood. Now, this wouldn't happen on his watch. And when he comes, well, not when he comes back, but if he were here, we'd be winning Super Bowls. And now, wait, this is him? This is the guy? He's coming? We're going to win Super Bowls? All right, let's do it. I got a funny tweet here from Wesley who says, and when I say he did nothing here, I don't mean that in a negative way. He says, I understand the sentiment, though. Good point. My point was, he literally didn't get on the field.
Yeah.
You know, he's not complete Mike Barrow, but close to it. If you've got another one, you can weigh in 800-636-1067. I want to get to our Metropolitan Moving and Storage poll of the day next. A lot going on in Commanders land. Stadium deal, Terry McLaurin, Von Miller. What do people care the most about today? We'll get into that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.